Shalach Parayas Ha'om, and it says, V'leinocham alikim derech eretz pelishtim ki koivu. So the simple pshat here is that Hashem didn't take them, Dafka didn't take them the shorter route, and the pasuk says, the mic is not working. Sounds like, oh, it's for my voice. It's not for the hearing. It's okay. It's on. I go lower when that goes louder. So it says, "Aloinochem aleikim derech eretz pelishtim ki koivu," because it was close. Ki om aleikim ben yinochem on b'roisim olchama v'shavu mitzrayim. So the simple reading is Hashem took us the longer way, because he was concerned the shorter way will go back to Mitzrayim. As history unraveled, that ended up being the most contradictory statement, if we just take it at face value. Because if you go on a short trip, there's less of opportunity to say, oh, let me go back. You're right there. Right? On the other hand, if you go for a long trip, there's more opportunities to say, what are we doing? And in fact, how many times did he even say in the Midbar, what are we doing? Let's go back to Mitzrayim. So it's very difficult to understand what the Cheshbon was. It's obviously not the way we simply read it. The way you simply read it, it sounds like Hashem said, let me take them the longer way, because the shorter way, there's more opportunity of them going back to Mitzrayim. So that's Aleph. Beis, as we go on in the parsha, just going to read you a couple of difficult nekudas, including the Shira Seyam. Right before the Yidden go into the Yam, first we find a strange thing. Moshe Rabbeinu starts davening to Hashem. Pare comes running after with the Egyptians. The Yam is in front of them. Mitzrayim are behind them. They're not in a good position now. They're pretty bad. Sogar aleim oretz. Right? It's pretty bad shape. Moshe Rabbeinu chaps the umnus that we always have as Jews. You daven. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens to Hashem. Hashem responds to Moshe Rabbeinu. Matzekelai. Why are you calling out to me? Tabom nevisol v'yisol. Tell him to keep on going. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Achshav eino yizman tefillah. Now's not a time to daven. Yisrael nusunim b'tzorah. What? If now's not the time to daven, then when is? Hashem tells Moshe, now's not a time to daven. Achshav eino yizman tefillah. Says Rashi, Yisrael nusunim b'tzorah. The Jews are in a tzorah. So that's when you daven. When do you daven? When things are great? Says Achshav eino yizman tefillah. Very strange. We go on. The pasuk says the Jews are traveling away from the Egyptians. The pasuk comes here in pasuk Yutes. Vayis amalach Elokim haholeich lifnei malachei Yisrael vayelich me'achareihem. So now the malach that was in front of Klal Yisrael goes to the back. Sounds like there was a shift. And he stands, and that malach, that cloud, stands between the Egyptians and the Yidden. That's what the pasuk says. So Rashi learns this is not just a concept, moved from there or moved there. The Torah is telling it to you for a reason. So Rashi says like this, Melamed. This pasuk didn't just come to tell you that the cloud moved or the malach moved. Milamein shehoyu Yisrael nesunim b'din bo'is ha'ishah. Rashi says the Jewish people at that time were b'din. There was a din hovering over them, over the Yiddish kinder. Im linotzel, im liobet. Could you imagine? Chas v'shalom. There was a din now. Should they be saved or should they be destroyed? There was a din Torah.
Was it after Hashem?
After Hashem. Now the Malach comes and goes behind them. And now Rashi says that this, again, when you read the pasuk, it sounds like it was a tactical. The Malach that was in front now went to the back to separate the Egyptians from them. Rashi tells us, no, the reason why the Torah told us to us here is to teach us that there was a din, whether Jews should be saved or they shouldn't be saved. Baruch Hashem, we know the outcome. Rashi doesn't tell us what the debate was, whether the Jews should be saved or not saved. But the assumption is that Rashi means the Medrash. The Medrash Rab over here says, Halolu oiv de'avodizorov, halolu oiv de'avodizorov. The smile, the Sa'ar Shalyam, came and said, the Jews are also idol worshippers. And that's what the Medrash says over here. And therefore, there had to be a judgment over the Yiddish kinder, over the Jews, if they should or should not be saved. The obvious question here is, what was the debate? The Jews should be chas v'shalom killed? What was the debate? Additionally, how could you say to Jewish people, halolu oiv de'avodizorov, halolu oiv de'avodizorov? How is it feasible to say that the Bnei Yisrael were oiv de'avodizorov? They weren't oiv de'avodizorov. They went out of Mitzrayim. The Novi tells us, koyomar Hashem, zochauti lo chesed nuraych. Hashem says, I remember the chesed of your youth. Lech de'chacharei b'midbar, you came after me in the midbar, in the wilderness. The Navi praises Klal Yisrael for our emunah, for our unbelievable belief. We went into the desert following Hashem. So all of these statements like just one big mishachtz. The one end we find that in Mitzrayim, we're called the believers of a believers. We took the Korban Pesach, even though it was Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. That was the whole last week's parasha. We shechted it in front of them. And the Navi tells us that we were Moshe Nefesh. I came to Mitzrayim, I saw you were naked for mitzvahs, I gave you these two mitzvahs, Milah and Pesach, and we did it. And both of these mitzvahs risked our lives. Obviously, Pesach, by taking the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim, that was one. And Milah, the Medrash explains, traveling after a Milah is unsafe. And here the nation did a Bris Milah. So we were Moshe Nefesh V'Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk we say by every Bris Milah. That's the pasuk of Yitzchias Mitzrayim. So what I'm saying is we have one big cholent here. We have one chazal that tells us that by the yam didn't want to split. They're both on the same level. Then we have the Navi saying, praising Klal Yisrael. We went after Hashem in the desert, Peretz Lezeruah. Praising us for who we were. That's another statement. It's a positive statement. Then we have the Rashi over here that says that when the Malach went behind them, from in front of them, there was a debate, there was a din, if the Jews should be saved or they should chas v'shalom be destroyed. And Baruch Hashem, they got saved. How do we make peace from all of these statements? This is the Mamash Appel. You go on. We learn about the Mon. Really the same kind of a problem. Hashem brings down Mon, a Nes Goli. Bread comes down in Hashemayim, made, prepared in whatever way you want it to be prepared, to taste whatever you want it to taste. Nisim Gluyim. There aren't too many mitzvahs. You know, we come to Eretz Yisrael, it's complicated. We have Leket, Shikcha, Peah. We have Trumas and Maisvahs. There's 10 mitzvahs before you even eat the bread. One of the reasons why you're supposed to hold the challah with two hands when you make hamotzi. So the Rishonim explained there's 10 mitzvahs. And they go through all the mitzvahs, the lekka, the shekin, the pay, and the mitzvahs, and everything until you make your hamotzi lechem and aretz. There's 10 mitzvahs. The mon, no mitzvahs. Came right down in a shemayim. Some actually hold we didn't have to make a bracha. But then Yisachar holds you didn't have to make a bracha. And there's Kabbalistic reasons why we didn't have to make a bracha. There's halachic reasons potentially we don't have to make a bracha. Kabbalistically, they say when you make a bracha, you elevate the food. You elevate it. The mon was lechem shemayim, it didn't need elevation. was already elevated, purified. Halachically, there's another reason why you wouldn't need a bracha on the man. Because the whole reason for a bracha is an acknowledgement that it's really Hashem's land. Shemaim, Shemaim, Lashem. That everybody knows. For it's not some of the other, but we feel pretty hamish here. Right? We feel like we're balabatim. Most people feel like I've been a balabas. You go into your house, I've been a balabas. I feel comfortable. Right? One of the biggest Musa Haskels I ever saw in a Sefer was Rav Zilberstein, who was married to Rav Yashiv. His first wife was Rav Yashiv's daughter, of course. As you all know, he said that he was being maspid his wife. So he said that his wife was Erev Pesach, and a Meshulach came to the house after Bedikas Chometz, knocking on the door with a sal. You know, a sal, you could see through it. You see everything that's in it. The Israeli sal, full of Chometz. Imagine a Yiddish Imame, Erev Pesach, Bedikas Chometz, and a guy walks in. He probably himself looked like he was Chometz thick, with a sal full of Chometz. He needs a place to stay. So what would a normal person say? Get out of here. First I'll get rid of your sal. She immediately invited him and gave him a room, put a piece of something on the floor where he could put the sal down. And he turns to his wife, so impressed. He says, how do you let him into the house? She looks at him, she says, this is our house. One of the Baruch Shalom's kinder comes here, we have a right to tell him not to come in. She didn't even look at it like this is Jaila. But this is Rav Yashiv's daughter. Most of us are not in this madrege. We feel pretty hamish over here in this world. We feel like it's our place. So the Bnei Elam gave us a reminder every time we take a drink. We acknowledge, as the Gemara says in Brochus, Ha'oretz nosan lohem al menashe yivorchu. Hashem gave us the land, we have to make a brach. So that's our way, if for lack of a better term, it gives clarity. A bracha gives clarity. That's really Hashem's world, not our world. And a bracha makes that clear, that it's not our food. So it's a bit of a Ben Shalom. So a bracha is a little piece of reality, is a bracha. So you could say very simple. That's all the bread that comes out of the earth. Where there is a perception, a perceptive reality, that it's ours. But lechem that comes straight from Shemayim, you don't have to say, oh, it's Hashem. You saw it came straight from Hashem. There is no need for clarity, because there's a built-in clarity. You have it, it's there. It's built-in. That's the Pasha Pshat, why those are Pialoch holders. Others held they taka made a bracha on the man, Amoisi Lechem and Hashemayim. They didn't say Amoisi Lechem and Hashemayim. But the man was something, and we had no mitzvahs. Hashem gave us one mitzvah. Loise Sihu Mimena White Bike. Don't leave it overnight. Don't leave it to the morning. Don't save it for the next day. Comes the Pasuk. Loishamu Amoisha. They left it over. So of course Hashem made whatever had to happen to the man happened, and they didn't end up benefiting from their attempt. Question's obvious. Dosan Vavirim also witnessed everything, the Yitzis Mitzrayim and the Yamsuf, and now the man comes down. What's going on in these people's heads? Obviously, the rest of the Jewish people well understood. Well, what's with Dosan Vavirim? What's going on with them? It's also very, very difficult. So I'll tell you what I think we could say over here to go through this inyan. And this would also explain another very difficult Shakla Vataria, a whole discussion going on between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem in Parsha Shmos. In Parsha Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu gets the nevuah from Hashem to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Moshe's response, he says, "Mi anoichi? Who am I to go to Paray? V'chiyotzi es bnei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim." Comes Chazal and they tell us that Moshe had two points. Point number one, me and Oich. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Point number two, the Chiyotzi has Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. What schus do they have to go out of Mitzrayim? Of course, it's a strange back and forth. Moshe Rabbeinu is questioning Hashem. Hashem says, I'm ready to take them out. Moshe should dance for joy. There's a lot of answers to give to that question. But the bottom line is, Moshe was concerned that the Yidden don't have enough of a schus to go out. Or if they have a schus to go out, like Rabbi Yankov Zatzal said, they'll come back to Mitzrayim. So Hashem tells Moshe, don't worry. Zelchois. Hashem tells Moshe, don't worry. They do have a schus. He says, what's the ois? Tavdun es Elokim al ha'orazeh. Right after they leave Mitzrayim, 50 days later, there's going to be a Kabbal Sater. That's the schus. All the Sfarim ask, has that answer Moshe's question? Moshe's asking, what schus do they have to go? Hashem says, well, in 50 days after they leave, there's going to be a Matan Torah. How does that answer Moshe's question? Moshe's asking, what schus do they have to go out? The answer is they don't have a schus. Hashem is saying, well, Zelech Ha'ois, there is going to be something later on, they'll do something good. That's later. So of course there's a lot of different ways to learn this. The way Rabbi Yankov learned it also works. Because Rabbi Yankov Zatzal understood that Moshe Rabbeinu's concern was only one concern. He thought that he's doing now a temporary redemption. That was his way of thinking, Rabbi Yankov. Moshe understood that Hashem was asking him to temporarily take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do that. He wanted the Yidden should have a Gula Shleima. In which case, according to Rabbi Yankov's way of learning, Hashem told Moshe, you're right. Right now they're only worthy to be of a temporary vacation. But don't worry, they will develop. They'll develop to deserve a permanent redemption. That's one approach. I want to share with you another idea, which again will tie back to the whole, the message of this parsha, of what went on. The Mishnah brings down in Maseches Kelim that anything that's made on the Yam, anything that's made out of animals, sea animals, is not makabel tumah. The Mishnah says in Kelim, Kol Shebayam Toh. The Mishnah says in Kelim. It's the Mishnah in 17th Perek in Kelim, Kol Shebayam Toh. And then the Mishnah continues to say, Chutz Mikelav Amayim, except for the seal. And why is the seal, meaning if you took skin from a seal and you made a kli with that skin, the kli is makabel tumah. That's different than all the other animals in the water, which are not makabel tumah. So if you skin the whale or a shark, the kli that's made from that is not makabel tumah, it's kli hayam. But if you skin the seal, the kelav hayam, that is yeh makabel tumah. And says the Mishnah, why is it makabel tumah? The Mishnah says, because when it's mefachid, when it gets scared of something in the water, it jumps onto the yabosh. It goes onto dry land. So all the mefalshim ask, well, if it spends a majority of its life in the water, once in a while something happens, it's scared, it runs onto the yabosh, why would that change its definition? After all, its main existence is in the yam. Adarabe, it can't live without the yam, it needs yam. So it's true, and it gets afraid, it jumps out, a big deal. What's the big deal? So here's the bio. And all of this, and it ties into a famous Vilna Gaon. And there was a maisa that backs this Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon is masbid the pasuk, Mehochoik, Mehochoik, Hashem Nevoli. Pasuk says, Hashem appears to me meirochoik. Meirochoik Hashem nirali. What does that mean from the distance? Hashem appears to me. What does that mean? Mikarv, he doesn't appear to you. So the Gaon gives many pshatim. But one of the pshatim that I once heard, b'shem d'kra, is that the Gaon said like this. He said, we always say there's a pintalihit. There's something inside the Jew that really believes. The pintalihit. The Gaon said, the biggest apikoros, there's something toich toich. The pnimius is toif. And the Goyen said, what's the simon? The simon is that if you take any Jew and you throw him all the way away from HaKadosh Baruch, where he's close to death, all of a sudden then he remembers the Rabbeinu Shlomo. All of a sudden then Hashem comes into the picture. He says, Meirochoik, Meirochoik Hashem Nirali. Says the Gaon, if you want to see if somebody's a mammon, take him very far. Take him very, very far, where his existence is in question. And all of a sudden you'll see Hashem shows up on the screen. They had this famous apikrivus in Eretz Yisrael, a big professor. He wrote articles, he's from Bar Ilan University, wrote articles against the Talmud. He wrote articles even against the Bible. A famous apikoros. He got sick. He was in Hadassah Hospital. And at one point it looked like they were losing him. And he started hopping that things are going away. He motioned, he wants to say something. He's pulling all his kechas together. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Does that apikoros? So if you pull a person away when he needs survival, that's who he really is. Comes the Mishnah in Kalim and says, if this fish, if this sea lion, when it's scared, that's where it leaps to Yabosha, that's what it is. Because when a person is in that stage of fear, that's where the real sense of what they believe and what they gravitate to is there. And that's why the Mishnah Paskins and Kalim, that it's not Makabel Tumah, that in order not to be Makabel Tumah, it can't be something which when it's afraid, it leaps to the earth. Because then it's not, we don't call it from the Mine Hayam. That's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Now we come to the Parsha. It's true, Klal Yisrael memte shari tumah. But they weren't in Shar Nun, they were memte shari tumah. Inside, deep down, in the Jew, there was emunah. That was the difference between the Mitzrayim. Ultimately, if you look at the Yalkut Shemayni says, Halolu ev de'avod d'zorah, Halolu ev de'avod d'zorah. So the Yalkut Shemayni says, so how did Hashem answer them? Hashem said, Heim lo yosu elul upon him. The Jews, it's only external. They only worshipped Avodah Zarah for the environment. Inside they were believers. Inside they were believers. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael need to be living in a matzav where all they have is Hashem. And then the pnimius will come out. So Hashem, the parasha starts, Hashem said, V'loinochom alikim derech eretz polishtim, ki karavu. That's too easy. Hashem said they should go to difficult. They should go through the Midbar. They should go to places where the only survival is the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then the truth comes out. Moshe got up, he wanted to do what he did in Mitzrayim. Let me daven. Hashem said, no. Now Yisrael on Asunim Batzorah. Now the Jews have to change. Memeila dabel b'nei Yisrael v'iso. Take them to the mamish at Sharei Moves. Take them all the way to the gates of death. And then Vayitzaku al Hashem. And what does it say by the Yam? Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem. That's their true colors came out. Who they really are. And that's what everything was waiting for. Everything was waiting for the real Yid to open up. That's why Hashem told Moshe, I don't want you to daven now. Now I want the Pintli Yid to come out. Because that's really what Hashem saved us. He saved us with Yena Pintli Yid. And it was that Pinkel Yid that left Mitzrayim. And that's what the Navi says. And Hashem turns to Moshe. Moshe says, Moshe looked at the Jewish people externally. How are they able to be redeemed? Hashem said, in 50 days they're going to makabel the Torah. That's not a new thing. That's in them right now. What was the kasha that before Hashem asked? How can Hashem tell Moshe a schus that they're going to have later on? It's not later on. That's there right now. The fact that in 50 days they're going to be able to makabel Torah, that shows who they are right now. Dosan v'aviram were the opposite. Chazal tell us that their whole Yiddishkeit, they were like doyeg adoymi, they put on that list. Everything was external. So they went along for the ride. And therefore by them, betzine, in their inner kishkas, they weren't. They took a warrant, ma'aminim. And that's why by the mon, all the other things the Jews did, they went along. They went into the yam with the Jews. It's like the Jews. But the mon was in their own house. That was who they were internally. There they left over the mon. And that's really the ikar nekuda of the parasha. And that could explain now why the shira captures the whole parasha. Why is the shira so important? Because the shira is a nigun halev. The shira reflects what your heart is, where your heart is at. And the whole oiftu, the whole accomplishment of the Kriyas Yamsuf, was to uncover what the Jew is inside, which is reflected in Shira. And that's why the Iker Yitzias Mitzrayim culminates with the Shira. And that's what this whole parasha is. It's a parasha Shira, it's a Shabbos Shira. Because that's the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was riding on the fact that we internally, inside of us, we were all Maminim B'nai Maminim. Okay.